Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olby Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Olby Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olby, Kansas.
KVOE Live in Local 727, cloud cover 48 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Doing all right. How about you this Friday?
It's great.
Well, you know, deer can be spotted near roadways any time of the year, but we should be especially vigilant during the fall because we're heading into, you know, the rut season for the deer, and deer vehicle collisions are most frequent during this time of the year. And, John, obviously the deer are out and beginning to run, huh?
Yeah, very much so. We particularly want to be particularly cautious sunrise, sunset type of areas, but they can appear anytime during the middle of the day and in the middle of the night.
One of the things that has struck me, John, over the last nearly 20 years is that it seems like this is the peak time, that's the traditional time, but we're starting to deal with vehicle deer collisions pretty much on a consistent basis throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, it is. It's a year-round thing when you're in rural areas particularly. And when they get funneled into certain areas, they're more prevalent. So on your daily routes, you just need to really kind of pay attention. Maybe you can see them at the edge of a field so you can anticipate that those particular areas. Because obviously you can't put signs every mile, watch for deer. Obviously that's not practical. But a lot of times folks from not in the state or in coming from states that don't have a large deer population are kind of surprised when they see one dart across the roadway.
Yeah, I believe in Kansas last year there were 9,670 car deer crashes, and those accidents resulted in, I think, about 564 people being injured. 4 people died here in the state of Kansas. So, John, what do we need to do to, what can we do to best avoid deer collisions?
Well, first thing, wear your seatbelt every time. Our vehicles are designed to take an impact. If you see a deer in the roadway, it's best if you can't brake enough to just go ahead and hit the deer. You'll probably be better off. Some of those fatalities occur when someone tries to avoid a deer and then hits a fixed object, and that results in a death or an injury. So that's very important. Our vehicles are designed to stay in the passenger compartment, and if you're not seatbelted in, you can't stay there. Some things are just unavoidable. A week or two ago, we had one where the deer ran into the side of the vehicle, which set off the side airbags. People in the vehicle were slightly injured, required a trip to Newman's, but on the reverse side of that, there weren't serious injuries. And the fact that they were wearing their seat belts, airbags only work when properly when you're seat belted in and stay there. Otherwise, you're still tossed around whether the airbags go off or not.
John, one of the things that I think has come up is whether there are some areas of the county which happen to be more prone to vehicle deer collisions than others. Do you have any information as to whether there's more some collection points here around the county that people need to maybe pay more attention to, or do they just simply need to have their head on a swivel basically this time of year, period?
Exactly. Even in traditionally, most people that are from here know that wooded areas, the deer will collect in those wooded areas for protection from the weather and a place to bed down when they rest. But they can occur from anywhere. They'll eat in bean fields. any sort of crop fields, but they can appear out of a hay field where you may not be aware of it, but they may have feeding there, or they're going to and from. You know, it's just, they're very unpredictable. Recently, I was in Florida, and I found it interesting along one of their interstates that they have a 8 to 10 foot high fence to keep deer off the roadway. And then every so often they have crossovers where they can cross. And I know that's the same situation that they do in some western states for like antelope and I think moose as well.
Yeah, I mentioned we're just under 10,000 deer crashes in Kansas. Do you have any local numbers here for Lyon County as far as the numbers we had here, John, last
year? Yeah, we had 168 deer accidents, and then crashes with other livestock, six cows, one horse, and then we had some couple raccoons, an owl, a coyote, and a dog.
Okay. Yeah, you just have to be prepared and mm-hmm. You know, keep your eyes open. I know that State Farm did a survey on, and this was countrywide, your chances of hitting a deer. And here in the state of Kansas, the odds of hitting a deer are 1 in 125, which are pretty good odds in the grand scheme of things, placing Kansas, by the way, 18th in the nation for deer collisions. So they are fairly frequent.
Mm. John?
Yeah, they are.
John, after a wreck happens, what should folks do? Obviously, if they need medical attention, they'll need to call 911. But as far as reporting a car deer collision and possibly a fatality regarding the animal itself, what do folks need to do to report that? And are there ways to collect the carcass for other animals or for other purposes?
Okay, so the best thing to do if you hit a deer, if your vehicle is drivable, get off the roadway so we don't create another potential collision on the roadway, particularly on roadways that are narrow. Yesterday we had two within 10 minutes on 56 Highway, 4 or 5 miles apart. And that roadway has no shoulders, that has deep ditches. So go to someplace and call law enforcement if you need a crash report because of your vehicle is sustained more than $1,000 damage. It's a reportable accident. As far as the deer, as far as salvage, all the deputies carry salvage tags. And if you want the deer, then you can actually have the deer if you hit it. We can issue you a salvage tag. And then we have a list of people that are interested in those, and we can issue salvage tags for those deer. If it's a large deer on a roadway that you're afraid it's going to cause another accident, once you move your vehicle out, if you can safely remove the deer from the roadway, that would be good. But if you can't, like on 56 Highway, wait till we arrive with our emergency vehicle where we can block the roadway and we can get the deer off the road.
Yeah, I think the average dollar amount of damage from a deer vehicle collisions are just over $5,000 on average. Is what you're probably looking at. So, yeah, as John mentioned, though, some of these are just strictly unavoidable because these deer can appear, it seems like, out of nowhere, and there is no opportunity to really avoid it. So, as John mentioned, the best thing in that case is just to go keep right on rolling and hit the deer. So it is that time of the year, and again, mid-November is the peak time for the deer ruts and the harvesting going on, as John alluded to as well. So be on the lookout day and night, really, for deer, specifically, what, John, dawn and dusk?
Yeah, dawn and dusk are the biggest times and might be just before the sun rises and just after the ones yesterday morning occurred just before sun rose.
John, anything else we need to put out there into the public here before we wrap things up today?
Nope, other than wear your seatbelt and slow down. That's the best advice we can give us, and since it's close to Halloween, this is KDOT's week for pedestrian and bicycle safety, so you'll see that message on our electronic boards that we can move around, and please be careful of the kids trick-or-treating on Saturday and Sunday, and slow down.
All right, great information as always. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Hey, thank you guys. You guys have a great day.
All right, you,
you
too. That's Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch joining us this morning. Vehicle deer collision. Be on the lookout, folks.
All right. If you want to be part of our morning show right now, we're working to schedule Tuesdays for the Newsmaker segment, and that's getting close to all the spots we have next week. So give us a call at 620-342-1400. Email KVUE at KVUE.com as well. Monday, we'll have Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon joining us, and believe it or not, we're starting in November, and we're looking ahead to Christmas, so the need for bell ringers for the annual kettle campaign.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Yeah, the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. Good morning at 7:37. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Hello, this is your City Commissioner, Danny Giefer. During my 9 years in office, we've seen many